I started really well. I won the first six frames, so I was one set up and 2-0 up. And I didn't really miss a ball in the first set. I played really well, and then afterwards Dan come into it a little bit more, which he's well capable of, and put me under a lot of pressure. So I was really happy to get the job done in the end, and we move forward to tonight now, and we go again.
We know about your great success in the doubles last year, particularly the IPA World Championships, but your singles play really came on last year as well, and you finished the year quite strong.
Yeah, I had a really good year last year with the challenge matches up in the northeast, and I travelled to Scotland and that, and yeah, it was my most successful year to date, and it's given me a lot of confidence going into this season ahead.
And of course the showpiece event of the year, the IPA Tour, starts at the beginning of the year, so in some respects it's the best way to start off the year. What's your approach coming into the championships? I know when we spoke last night you said, you know, you just wanted to get that first win under your belt to start off with. You've done that now. What are your hopes and aspirations for the rest of the week?
For me, I think the mindset, if you don't believe you can win the tournament, you shouldn't be playing. So I think all of us people together, we've got to be confident. We've got to say we want to win the tournament, and that's what I expect, and that's the high standards I set myself. So I'll definitely be aiming to have a very good run and hopefully be lifting silverware at the end of the week.
Some people think that to play singles and doubles, it can be a bit of a distraction, and if you're playing well in one form, it sometimes detracts from the other form of the game. But I think you said before that, you know, momentum breeds momentum for you, and you just like to be in amongst the balls, whether you're playing by yourself or whether you're playing doubles.
Yeah, definitely. I think winning is a habit, and it's a nice feeling to have. If you gain from game to game and you're stringing the results together, it can only breed confidence. And whatever the format, a win's a win. And especially on these TV tables, adjusting to the cameras being in your face and the commentators analysing you, it's good to get a few wins under your belt, and we go on from there.
Of course, we've mentioned the success that you had with Clint Tyanson last year, and he's also riding high in the singles as well. I think he's currently ranked third seed.
Yeah, I went out to China with Clint last year, and he's a very good player. He's solid, and he had a successful season last year in China especially. He was unbelievable, and I think that's what we're all aspiring to get out in China. And good luck to him. I think he's a brilliant player and someone we all look up to on the tour.
Last year, Mark Farnsworth got off to a great start in the championships, and he was sort of winning frames for fun, and then just didn't quite get over the line, and it was Craig Marsh who lifted the title. And tell us a bit about what you've seen of those two over the last few months.
Yeah, well, I've been practicing with Mark Farnsworth up in Newcastle, and he's a top player, and like you say with Craig, he's one of the best players in the world. On his day he can beat anyone, and obviously being the world champion now, it'll give him nothing but confidence. He's very much like an attacking player, which I enjoy to watch, and I think it's great for the crowds who will be coming later on this week to watch him in action.
So we know that there's some big names amongst the top 10. You're not quite in there in terms of singles, but who apart from you do you think could cause a few upsets outside the top 10? Because we spoke to a couple of players so far this week who've said that given a run of the balls on the day, anyone in the top 50 can cause an upset.
Yeah, I think the standard's that high now, then you're never going to get an easy game. The top 10 are there because of the consistency, but that's again where the short format with the sets and that comes into it. All of us players can string together four frames here, four frames there, and all of a sudden you're two sets up, and it doesn't matter the caliber of opponent you're playing. If you're keeping them in the chair, you could be ranked 100 or number one. It's all about on the night performing and handling the pressure, which is shown out here with the TV cameras and the brilliant setup we have.